from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump meeting Prime Minister May today. British Prime Minister Theresa May meets with President Trump today at the White House after they both spoke late Thursday to a gathering of Republican leaders in the city of Philadelphia. As the Prime Minister's plan for the EU exit moves forward, she said once Britain is out of the European Union, it will be easier to control immigration. Mr. Trump also spoke about immigration in the context of Thursday's decision by Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto not to come to Washington.
Unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless, and I want to go a different route. We have no choice.
Mr. Trump also said he opposes the North American Free Trade Agreement because it costs billions of dollars in trade deficits. The British finance minister says Britain will continue to fulfill its obligation to the European Union while it seeks to strengthen trade ties with world partners.
Well, Britain remains a fully engaged member of the European Union. I'm here today for discussions with my finance minister colleagues. We will continue to take a full part, and we will continue to abide by the rules and the regulations and the laws of the European Union for so long as we are members. So
Philip Hammond spoke to reporters Friday in Brussels, where EU finance ministers are gathering for the regular Economic and Financial Affairs Council meeting. In June of 2016, Britain voted to leave the EU. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are expected to have a telephone conversation tomorrow, Saturday. It will be the two world leaders' first talk since Trump was sworn in as president. They did talk, however, briefly after Mr. Trump won the presidential election in November. This is VOA News. Police chiefs from different parts of the U.S. have voiced their concerns about President Trump's executive order to strip federal grant money from sanctuary states and cities that harbor undocumented immigrants. Marty Walsh is the mayor of the city of Boston, Massachusetts.
48% of our children, like myself, have at least one foreign-born parent. Boston was here for me and my family, and for as long as I am mayor, I will never turn my back on those who are seeking a better life.
Law enforcement authorities say the Trump actions are troubling. The United Nations said Friday there was no confirmation of a postponement of those Syrian peace talks scheduled for February, clouding a statement from Russia's foreign minister earlier in the day. Sergei Lavrov said today that during a meeting in Moscow with several Syrian rebel groups that the UN-hosted talks planned for February 8th would be postponed. He did not provide a reason for the postponement. A spokesman for the UN envoy in Syria, however, said the list of diplomats attending the talks in Geneva hadn't been finalized and wouldn't confirm a postponement. Residents and military sources have confirmed that the mayor of the Somali town of Kulbio, near the border with Kenya, has been killed in a deadly dawn attack by al-Shabaab militants. Mohamed Toyare Nu was killed inside the Kenya military base after al-Shabaab militants stormed the base early Friday. Nu was one of three civilians killed in the attack. Two others were wounded. A Somali official told VOA that two soldiers were killed in the attack and a third soldier was wounded. Today is January the 27th. It is also Holocaust Remembrance Day, a day when the world is to pause and reflect upon the atrocities of the Third Reich of Nazi Germany and the efforts made to eliminate from the occupied countries of World War II all Jews, Gypsies, and homosexuals. Facts are irrefutable that 6 million Jews were killed as the result of the machinations of a madman. Antonio Guterres is the United Nations Secretary General.
And it would be a dangerous error to think of the Holocaust as simply the result of the insanity of a group of criminal Nazis. On the contrary, the Holocaust was the culmination of millennia of hatred, scapegoating, and discrimination targeting the Jews, what we now call anti-Semitism.
He expressed concern that the reverberations of that horrifying moment in world history continue to pulsate through the world today.
Tragically, and contrary to our resolve, anti-Semitism continues to thrive. And we are also seeing a deeply troubling rise in extremism, xenophobia, racism, and anti-Muslim hatred. Irrationality and intolerance are back.
For more on this story and all our stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.